This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Coloradans who are out of work have started to receive extended unemployment benefits for the first time since December. Cher Havind, director of the state's labor department, says the rollout of benefits hasn't been without hiccups, though, leading to a flood of calls to the department's helpline.
We were receiving as many call attempts in a day as we had received in the few weeks prior. So we are hoping to, again, continue to adjust call center staffing.
Havind says many questions regarding the resumed benefits and claims can be answered online, but the agency has more than 400 workers managing its call center. The state has paid out more than $20 million in benefits for the week ending January 30th. Colorado Secretary of State says new business filings jumped more than 20% in the fourth quarter, but the number of business closures also rose by about 19%. Richard Wabikind is an economist at the University of Colorado Boulder. He says the increase in business failures was spurred in part by tighter COVID-19 restrictions as cases surged with the cold weather.
We saw some businesses just not able to cut it anymore.
Wabikind predicts the vaccine rollout will help boost businesses in leisure and hospitality. There could soon be a cap on the potency of marijuana sold in Colorado. The Denver Post reports State Representative Yadira Caravero plans to introduce a bill that would ban products that contain more than 15% of THC. You're listening to CPR News.